Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come to be with us, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this, Your Word, Father, to give us a greater understanding of it so that we can grow, Father, in knowledge and in wisdom to be able to work with and to help others and to walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, in serving You. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder for this service. And Father, if we have done anything that has been displeasing in Your sight this day, Father, forgive us as we get ready now, Father, to go in to communion. Now, Father, I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So if you got everything ready, we'll get ready and take communion, and we'll get into our studies. And we know that the Last Supper and the night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed, He took bread. And when He'd given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Yes, we always need to remember what His body went through. And it was not for Himself or because of Himself. It was for you and I. Take your bread. Now get your cup. After the same manner also, when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Take your cup. For as often as you ate this bread and drank this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. All right. Now, if you'll turn with me to Mark 5, give you just a few minutes to get there. All right. Beginning here with verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. Now, we know that the sea is the Lake of Galilee, and it's about 12 and a half miles long by 7.5 miles wide. That's a pretty good sized lake. Now, verse 2. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. So this man had a demon spirit. But we find he had more than one. 3. Who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. These demons had made him strong. They couldn't even keep him chained and tied. And no one could get him tamed down. Here in 5, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. He's even abusing himself. 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Now, you know, his worship wasn't like what we worship him. He didn't worship in the full sense. The idea is that he knelt or prostrated himself before Jesus. We know that he did that because most all of the demons were kneeling before him and bowing to him. But, because you see, they knew who he was. Now here in 7, and cried with a loud voice. He cried and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. He's asking for him not to torment me. Now, 8. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. 9. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Now, Legion, in that day and time, would mean simply a vast number. A legion was a Roman army unit consisting of as many as 6,000 soldiers. Now, we don't know exactly how many this one had. We just know his name was Legion. But we'll find out what happens when Jesus deals with him. Now here in 10, and he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. 11. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. They didn't want to leave that area. Of course, they had their reasons for not wanting to. But Jesus, knowing what was going to happen, here's 13. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. 1,000 of these swine, or hogs as we call them today, pigs, 2,000 of them. It was enough that it made all of them upset, and they run into the sea and were drowned. Now, 14. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. They come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devils and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They know all of this that's happened, and now they're afraid. 16. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. They began to pray him to depart out of their coach. They're wanting Jesus now to leave. Afraid now. Because they are not understanding anything he says or does. And they're not wanting to. That's another thing also. They're really not wanting to. Now, 18. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and has had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Decapolis was the area southeast of the Sea of Galilee, and containing many Gentile settlers, Jesus seems to have been more willing to make his deeds and identity known in a non-Jewish context in the Capernaum area. By contrast, he felt the need to maintain a lower profile. The man tells what Jesus has done, although Jesus told him to speak of the Lord, the God of Israel. Now, 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship and to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now this Jairus, he was a synagogue ruler and was a layman who helped oversee and plan the synagogue services. He also saw to the care of the building. Jairus may have had previous contact with Jesus, who attended synagogue regularly. All right, now, 23. And brought him greatly saying, and besought him greatly saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Well, you see, there in 23, when he was asked if Jesus lay his hands on him, the laying on of hands was commonly associated in that day and time with healing. And still is today, really. And this word thonged stresses that people were physically being pushed up against Jesus. Which wasn't giving him much room for anything. So they were being just packed in on him. 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. 27. When she had heard that Jesus came in the press behind and touched his garment. 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. You see, popular belief had it that a person's dignity and power extended to what he wears. But she didn't have to touch him, only just his garment, because the garments he wore in that day and time were loose-fitting garments and flowing garments. And she had it in her heart and mind that just to touch his clothes would give her healing. And you see, her healing actually came to her because of her faith in this. She had told herself that she'd be made whole at 28, 29. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. 30, and Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my cloak?" Now, Jesus is immediately aware that God has exercised his power, his virtue through Jesus. The woman's faith has been rewarded. Now, his disciples here in 31 said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging in thee, and sayest, Now, who touched me?" There was no way they knew, but he knew. He knew exactly who it was in all. Now, and probably even before she touched him. But anyway, now, 32. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. You see, that lets us know that he's looking for her. So he knows that it's been a woman than all that touched him. But the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. 34. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Now, you know, the woman would be fearful of a rebuke since her bleeding rendered her unclean. You see, because of this issue of blood in the day and time in which she lived, that made her unclean. According to Jewish law, she ought not to have been mixing in the crowd, nor reaching out purposely to touch a man. That she openly indicates that her interest lay not only in physical health, she wanted to be right with Jesus himself. Her faith, not the grasp of her hand, brought restoration to her. It wasn't actually the hand touching, it was her faith, which Jesus told her himself there in verse 34. Their faith had made her whole. Now, 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" Now this one that had asked him to come and heal his daughter, they're telling him that his daughter is dead, not to trouble the master any further. 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And you see, as we are studying this tonight, there are two words that I really want you to remember. And that is faith and belief. Because it is those two words that will bring about the power of Almighty God upon us. and to do what God wants done. But it takes both. It takes the faith in Him and our belief in knowing. Now, 37. And He suffered no man to follow Him, save Peter and James, and John the brother of James. And He cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the turmoil, and them that wept and wailed greatly. There's a crowd in the house here now that is crying and weeping and wailing because to them the girl is dead. 39. And when He was come in, He said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed Him to scorn. Now here He is. The ruler has asked Him to come and fetch her and she'd be healed. Now He's there. And those that are in there that's crying and weeping, when He told them, she's not dead, she's just sleeping. Now they're laughing at Him, mocking Him. But when He had put them all out, He taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with Him, and entered in where the damsel was laying. And He took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha Kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. You see, that Talitha Kumi is aromatic for actually little girl. Arise. Now, they wrote it here, and when they put it in English, instead of little girl, damsel. 42. But what He called when He was speaking to her, which was in Arabic, meant altogether a different thing. Now, 42. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. 43. And He charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. He's letting them know now that they need to feast. We have now come to the end of chapter 5. Chapter 6 is another long chapter. It's 6 verses. So we're not going to get into that tonight. We'll see if the good Lord lets us into that in the morning. Now, but you know, as we came through this, I've read this, I don't know how many times in the years I've been reading the Bible and studying it all. We're talking about a lot of years. But I always enjoy it. And I pray that you have obtained the same thing, enjoyment of the reading of this word tonight, and that you may have learned something that you had forgotten. Because I'll tell you what, when we go, we're all humans, and most of us don't have photographic memories, and we forget a lot of things that we don't use constantly. So it's always good going back over it and bring it back to our remembrance, and that way we always have it with us. And it is all the Word of God, and we really need it in our everyday lives. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, I close your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that you've given to us, Father. It gives us the strength, gives us knowledge, gives us wisdom, and the power to do the things that we need to do, Father, for you and for ourselves as we travel through this life here on earth. Father, I'm asking that you use us in mighty and great ways and bring into this ministry the things you want in it, Father, because you have work for each and every one of us. Now, Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for peace for them. I pray, Father, for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And that they, those that are still trying to live by the law, will move out and come under grace, Father, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. This land of ours, filled with so much evil and growing worse each day, Father. And most of it right now is because of those that are sitting in our high places that are filled with evil and bringing things upon this land and to the people that is against you, Lord, and telling them that good things are evil and evil things are good. Father, I pray for them to be removed from office and be replaced with those, Father, that are walking in righteousness, that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, loves your church, your people, and this land, and that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and to put our government back upon the foundation, and that foundation being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Took it all, Father. Hear us, Father. as we pray these things for the land in which we live, and for those, Father, that are still out in darkness, that needs to come home to you. Plus, help them to realize they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. And that they will come out of darkness, Father, and come to the light, that light of Jesus. And Father, for those that are in my heart, Jenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby and Lily, James Taylor, Courtney and Shane, Sue Branson, Debbie and Darrell, my wife, all of those in the nursing home, the granny birth, myself, all of our families, our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Help us, Father, to help them all to come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ so that none be lost. And I pray the Holy Spirit's help with us in getting this done. We know, Father, that we need him. Because, Father, we can't give the increase. Only you can. But we can share the word and the love with you, Father. Now, Father, as we separate for the evening and the night, keep us all in health, Father. Keep us safe and bring us together again in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and back into your word. Father, this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I pray that you have a good night, and that God is there with you, and that he'll speak to you tonight, and fill you with joy. Have a great evening.